Hi there. The word for you today is, what's your Achilles heel? In Hebrews 12, verse 1, the New Living Translation, we read about the sin that so easily trips us up. Achilles, the Greek hero of the Trojan War, was invulnerable with one exception. His heel. Shoot him there, and he'd go down for sure. Guess what? He died from an arrow to the heel. You know, we all have our Achilles heel. The Bible speaks about it like this, the sin that so easily trips us up. Here, blindness, indifference, or denial simply sets us up for failure. So, how do we overcome our Achilles heel? Author John Piper offers us a solution in the form of an acronym on the word anthem, A-N-T-H-E-M. Let me break down for you each letter and what it stands for. A means avoid sights and situations that arouse unfitting desires. In other words, prevent what fuels your appetite for sin. A-N. N stands for say no to every lustful thought within 5 seconds. In the first 2 seconds, shout no. Get out of my head. In the next two, cry out, O God, in the name of Jesus, help me, save me now, I am yours. Go ahead, say it out loud. The old Puritan writer John Owen put it this way, be killing sin or it will be killing you. A-N-T, the letter T, stands for turn your mind forcefully toward Christ. Attack sin with the promises of Christ. A-N-T-H-H stands for hold the promise and pleasure of Christ firmly in mind. You say for how long? Until it pushes every other negative image out. Hold it, don't let it go. Hold it until you win. A-N-T-H-E simply means enjoy a superior satisfaction. Pleasure in Christ. You know, if you have little taste for Jesus, competing pleasures will always triumph. A-N-T-H-E-M, the last letter in the acrostic or the acronym. M stands for move into useful activity, away from idleness and other vulnerable behaviors. In other words, do what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:58, abound in the work of the Lord. Replace deceitful lusts with a passion for good deeds. So there you have it. Today, use this simple acronym. And if you do, you can move from vulnerability to victory by drawing on the power of God's Spirit that's already at work within you.